With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Fire is still burning, of course, in Southern California. The blame game is underway. L.A. Fire Chief and City Hall have been exchanging barbs over who is at fault for the massive wildfires. At least 11 people have died. More than 12,000 homes and businesses destroyed. In the meantime, CAL FIRE Incident Manager Todd Hopkins on the Palisades Fire.
Ground crews and aerial assets worked through the night in the Mandeville Canyon area, creating containment lines and protecting structures, continuing a full suppression effort.
Resident Don Griffin said he saw the Palisades Fire take off from his home.
The fire started straight across the canyon at about 10:20 Tuesday morning and eventually moved south, which is directly to my left. And the winds were blowing pretty heavily, so it eventually blew embers all the way down into the Palisades Village, and everybody's seen the results on the news.
Also, at SRNnews.com, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says the new GOP-controlled Senate will hit the ground running next week with confirmation hearings for Trump nominees.
Next up is his hearing at Armed Services. I'll be chairing the hearing for John Ratcliffe and Tulsi Gabbard at the Intelligence Committee. All of my counterparts are chairing hearings as well. I think we're up to 17 hearings next week.
Well, while the nation, of course, has been focusing on the devastation in Southern California, there's another issue on the other side of the country. In the east and parts of the south, snow and ice continue gripping that region. Very hazardous driving conditions. And the game today between the Atlanta Hawks and Houston Rockets postponed because of that storm. The NBA said the decision was made to prioritize the safety of players and fans. This is SRN News. Christian leaders in India sending a letter.
It was addressed to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and it calls on him to take action against the persecution of believers. More than 400 Indian clergymen and ministry leaders signed the letter, which points out that, quote, rising hate speech, especially from elected officials, has emboldened acts of violence against Christians. Mobs disrupt peaceful Christian gatherings and threaten believers with impunity. There was another surge in violence over the Christmas season. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rearing its ugly head in Poland. Authorities trying to track down the person who painted graffiti on a memorial for those who were deported to concentration camps from the Warsaw Ghetto during the war. Israel's ambassador to Poland, Jacob Levine, says shameful vandalism. Poland has a special responsibility to protect Jewish and Holocaust sites. This is SRN News. The administrator of the Panama Canal says the vital waterway will remain in Panamanian hands.
Ricarte Vasquez denied Trump's claim that China was controlling the canal's operations and said making exceptions to current rules concerning its operation would lead to chaos. He said Chinese companies operating in the ports on either end of the canal were part of a Hong Kong consortium that won a bidding process in 1997. He added that U.S. and Taiwanese companies are operating other ports along the canal as well. Trump has gone so far as to suggest that the U.S. should take back control of the canal, and he would not rule out using military power to do so. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Animal owners in California scrambling to get themselves and their companions out of the way of the fire. Shelters have been inundated with dogs and cats, birds, a turtle, and a pet snake. 30 animals rescued so far. Sadly, a 3-year-old horse had to be euthanized. More details at SRNnews.com.